Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Empty Faces. Find out what they're all about at EmptyFaces.com and get 10% off your first box when you use code GHOST. EmptyFaces.com, code GHOST. If you have not been listening to the latest EPP bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, you don't know what you're missing.
It was so real to me. I could smell him. He was there. And I woke up and it was like he had just left.
GhostPodcast.com is where you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person, to get exclusive access to our once-a-week bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
I felt heavy and freaked out. Someone was most definitely watching me.
Complete with exclusive content only for EPP members.
They thought they were mistaken. The house wasn't there. They got out of the truck and stood looking at a large, unattended hayfield.
EPP bonus video only for EPP members.
And I'm like, what kind of sign are you looking for if that's not a sign?
Sign up now at GhostPodcast.com or sign up through Patreon. The link is at GhostPodcast.com. I wanted to hear the answer to, did they find bodies underneath the building?
I did too. I was just sure she was going to say, and then they found bodies.
If you want to hear the best ghost stories we have, along with our regular funny and non-judgmental commentary, become an EPP.
This is a pond created by a giant f-off rock of the United States. I'm going to guess the translation there is.
Sign up now at GhostPodcast.com. It's only $5 a month, or you can sign up for an entire year. Get 1 month free out of that and a bonus bunk bed bell. So you can ring along at home. Keep Real Ghost Stories Online alive and be part of our exclusive EPP community. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a father's sudden passing leads one woman to believe that he's returned to finish what he started. Also, the dark halls of a creepy old active hospital are bustling with more than just the living. That and more today.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the program, be sure to join our Facebook group. Search your Real Ghost Stories Online group, and we'll be out there for you. And EPP members, new perk for you. Beyond just getting the bonus EPP episode every single week, you now get advanced episodes of the show. As we make them, we post them. So you hear episodes weeks before everyone else as an added bonus at GhostPodcast.com. Check that out. $5 a month is what we ask to help keep this thing on the air. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you once again. How are you this fine day?
I'm good. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I know how much you like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started, when do you start decorating?
Yesterday.
I knew it.
The whole house is decked. We're done. It's all up.
I don't even know why that popped in my brain. But I'm like, Tony has started decorating. Now, I didn't think he'd be finished.
Yep. We got our tubs of stuff that we have in storage, and then we take it out. And I always loved doing that as a kid. So everybody gets involved, and we all kind of grab stuff and put it wherever. And my office is kind of perpetually Halloweened out with some stuff, but the rest of the house isn't. So we're all set. And it's funny because now we also jump on the Christmas decorating bandwagon much earlier than we used to. It always used to be the day after Thanksgiving. That was always kind of, was that the traditional for you?
I thought you were going to say the day after Halloween.
Well, that's what it used to be. It used to be the day after Thanksgiving. It would be Halloween's done. There's that kind of, little bit of thing now. But now it is the day after Halloween. I'm not even kidding. Because it's Branson and it's like the Christmas capital of the world, and everybody, it's funny when we go trick-or-treating, because we'll go trick-or-treating at a place called The Landing here, which is a big shopping district down by the water, and the kids all go up and down to all the stores. It's outdoors and it's fun. They make it really fun for Halloween, play spooky music, all that. But as we're doing it, they're usually also putting up Christmas decorations because because so it's almost like nightmare. It's the nightmare, the Christmas movie, the Tim Burton one.
The
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes. So it almost has a weird vibe of that because there's that day where it's like Christmas and Halloween intersect. And then the next day, I'm not kidding you, you can drive around this town and Christmas trees are up and lit and it is full blown Christmas. And we just thought after doing this for a couple years last year, we're like, why, if you can't beat them, join them. And why not enjoy Christmas a little bit longer for the extra month? Otherwise, it just feel like we just put the tree up and took it down. So now we have three damn Christmas trees that we put up in this house. And it's
and that's
fun.
2 months of Christmas.
It is. And we enjoy it. It's really kind of sad when you take them down. Cause it's like, oh, I really enjoyed all that. But we literally go from hardcore Halloween into Christmas in the course of 24 hours.
So. Heck, even last year, I remember you did a second Christmas after Christmas.
I did Christmas 2.0 with the kids.
You did like 3 months of Christmas.
I did, because we still had one tree up in one area, and it was, you know, everybody's kind of back into the swing of, you know, things. But January and February, just, you know, they're shitty, depressing months. And it was like, okay, we need like a little kind of pick me up here before spring. So I said, okay, for the kids, we're going to do, I'm inventing this. It's called Christmas 2.0. Everybody gets a $20 bill and we all go to Dollar Tree and we have to buy $5 worth of gifts for each other, $7 worth of gifts for the other people in our family. So everybody ends up getting like, you know, like 20 some gifts that day, and they're all dollar store gifts, so you kind of got to be creative, but it's fun, you know. It's like, oh, I got jerky, you know, or macaroni and cheese mix. This is wonderful. I didn't know they made, it's just something kind of fun to do, and I'm sure that they'll remember that and maybe continue Christmas 2.0 for their kids someday. The random
that's
shit.
Like, really, for you, that's 5 months of solid holiday
it
action.
Is. It is. I'm ready for
pretty
summer
much.
When it comes. Very much ready for summer when it comes. 855-853-4802, our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your stories with us. Let's jump into our first story. It says, hi, I'm Brenna. I called in a story, but was looking back and was very nervous about sharing because I never told the story out loud before, and I'm not sure it made any sense. So I'm an avid listener of the show and very interested in all things paranormal. In November through December of 2014, my dad had complications from a procedure he had and was in and out of the hospital. And in December, his condition was much worse. One night, he was going in and out of unconsciousness and we called paramedics. A part of my dad's job was to get there early, so around the time the paramedics had arrived and were getting him ready to be brought to the hospital, his alarm for work was going off, very loud, I may add. He was taken to the hospital where he later passed away. A few days later, it was just me and my mom, brother, and I at home late at night. Me being the only one still awake, the night owl that I am, I was lying in bed with my cat when she started staring into the hallway near my parents' bedroom. She stared in that direction for many minutes, and after a while, she played down again. Although I thought it was strange, I did not focus too much on it. About an hour or so later, a loud beeping started. It frightened me because the house had been quiet all night. I got out of bed and went into my mom's room because the sound seemed to be coming from there. I took the flashlight, my phone, and I walked around her room looking for the noise. I looked down under a chair and saw my dad's digital alarm clock sitting on the floor, and I realized the sound was coming from it. When we were at the hospital, some of our family members had cleaned the house for us. This included moving the things from my dad's nightstand. When I picked up the alarm clock, I brought it into my room to get better light to see how I could stop the beeping. Once I could see it clearly, I realized the electricity cord was completely wrapped around it, and it was still lit up and beeping. Very confused and nervous, I looked for any extra batteries I could take out to stop the noise. No batteries whatsoever. I was panicking because at this time, while holding the beeping clock in my hand, my cat started running from my room to my parents' room. They kept going back and forth, and I dropped the clock on my bed and whispered to myself, "Please stop, just stop." And as soon as I said that, it did. And the screen light went off as well. The experience freaked me out, but not because I felt bad energy, but just because I've always been into paranormal stuff and immediately thought it was my dad because of his recent passing. The next day, I thought about the clock and what had happened the night before, and I realized that the clock went off around the same time the paramedics had come to bring my dad to the hospital, and that while going in and out of unconsciousness, the alarm was probably the last thing he had heard while still in our house. I think and hope it was just my dad trying to check on me. I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinions. Thanks, the podcast is awesome and a great outlet for many, many people. Carol, thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I have thoughts on this one. Because when I lost my dad, there was so many times I really, really felt my dad. Like you know that feeling when someone's right behind you and you turn around and you see him? And so you expect, like, that happened to me a lot. Mm-hmm. But, like, one time I almost got in a car accident. It was, like, slow motion. One car's merging in. I'm merging over. And the car merging into the lane I was in, I'm merging into their lane. The traffic had stopped in front of them, and they hadn't seen it. So when I got into their lane, she got hit from behind. And her car, like, kind of went up in the air. And at that moment, your reaction is to slam on the brakes, because she was really right next to me. And I heard a man say, "Speed up." Like it yelled in my ear, "Speed up." And I did, and the car landed right where I was. And I've always known that was my dad. So I've always known that he was with me. And I think that that might have been her dad trying to connect with her. And I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, whenever I hear those dad stories, it always just gets me in the heart.
Sure.
Because like, why else? If it wasn't plugged in, there was no batteries. What else? I don't know another explanation.
No, and there
isn't one.
There isn't one, really. I can say this. When I'm dead, I'm going to haunt the shit out of my kids. It's going to be great.
Your kids will be like, "Dad, really?
Stop scaring my kids. You know I don't like that." It's be like, I'll just, there'll be so many things. It'll be great. It'll be like, "Is this a demon?" "No, it's just my dad. He really liked the Amityville Horror, so he tries to recreate it. He keeps finding all these flies and
but
shit."
Carol's dad saved her life. My dad just scares the crap out of me when I least expect it.
That's all I do. I just use my energy just to torment. It's going to be what I'm going to do. I'll laugh. I'm like, "Oh, that was good." That'll be great fun.
You're going to do it to everybody. Like, there I'll be like, "Just walking my dog, and here's Tony." Boo.
Yep. That's the plan. It's to scare children and animals. That's the goal. It's
good. You messing with my dog, Tony.
It's good.
I will mess with you right back.
Good to have goals. All right, back to the ghost stories in just a minute or two, but I want to let you know about today's supporter of the show, Empty Faces. And you're probably going, "What the hell is that?" It is really, really cool. The best way I can describe it, and this is how I tell my friends about it. Are you familiar with the concept of escape rooms, where it's these puzzles you have to solve to try and solve a mystery? It's like that, but it's a subscription box that comes to your house packed with clues and evidence, and it's neat. It really it I was doing it with our kids, and with our older one anyway, and it is really, really fun. It's called Empty Faces. You become a character inside this story and you try to stop an unspeakable evil. It's like you're a detective or a paranormal investigator. It's interactive and it's detailed, and it is really, really cool. It's a monthly service. Each month, more clues, items, and correspondence are delivered to you, which help build up to a thrilling conclusion of each story. It's like a TV show that you can touch, if you will. So if you're into solving puzzles and evidence and, you know, true crime and paranormal, which kind of go hand in hand half the time, Empty Faces, you're really going to like this. It is a fun, fun thing to do. If you're looking for something to do at home to, you know, occupy time rather than staring at a screen, Empty Faces is a great way. And like I said, it's fun to interact with, you know, with your older kids. If you got some teenagers or something that are kind of into that. Empty Faces, do it with her game night. Like I said, kids, older kids, join the online community as well. You can swap theories there. with people just like you. You got to try it. It's such a unique concept. When I heard about them and I heard they were going to support the show, I said, that's really cool. I think we're a great fit for you guys. I have online resources to help you kind of keep track of your clues and hints and all that as well. It's not for the faint of heart. It is scary. It's creepy. So make sure whoever you do it with, you know, can handle that. More people joining every single day. Get in early. They only accept 200 new members a day. So go to their website now and apply for membership. EmptyFaces.com. Get 10% off your first box when you use our code GHOST, G-H-O-S-T. Can you stop the evil? Again, the code's GHOST, EmptyFaces.com. They support this show. Please support them. Helps keep us on the air and helps them grow as well. EmptyFaces.com, code GHOST. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hey, Tony and Carol, I'm a huge paranormal fan. I've always watched creepy shows like Goosebumps, Unsolved Mysteries as a young kid. I binge watch the Destination America channel all the time. And since I started listening to your podcast, I realized I had had more strange experiences than I thought. I did call in before about my Mexican grandmother's scandalous curse she obtained by having an affair. Recently, I was thinking back to the experiences I had with my mother. The first took place in a creepy old part of a hospital. My grandma was having a triple bypass, and my mom and I slept in the very last room on another floor of what looked to be used as a maternity ward. As we walked the halls of this floor, the lights were dim, and there were the ugliest pictures of kids and babies on the wall. I mean, ugly kids. I'm a mom now, but even back then as a preteen, I thought, wow, these are creepy pictures. So anyway, we settled in the room and watched TV. But throughout the night, we heard people in the room next to ours. Someone in and out of their bathroom and a woman in real labor. We didn't see them when we walked in the hall. It seemed we were the only ones in that unit. But there was no staff. But throughout the night, we heard this woman in labor, agonizing labor. It was disturbing, and I couldn't understand why they would send us to this unit to sleep with this sort of activity going on. We woke the next morning to check on my grandma. The lights were still dim, and it was still giving us a creepy vibe. As we left our room, we saw the room next to ours, and every other room was empty. My mom and I looked again at the creepy kid pictures on the wall and ran out of there. We knew that what we heard all night was not from real people. The next weird experience we had together was in a movie theater. We took my nephew to watch a kid's movie. He enjoyed it. It was his first movie theater experience. We saw The Lorax. He was excited. There was a lot of people in the theater, so we sat towards the front. We watched and laughed, blah, blah. But at the end of the movie, we got up as the credits were rolling after we gathered our things. But when we got up and looked around, no one was moving. Everyone was facing the screen. They weren't even shuffling to grab their things, bending over anything. They all, kids and parents, were gazing forward. We left. We walked out. We were like, what the hell is wrong with all those people? How weird that they were in there with their kids and weren't eager to pack up. These are two odd experiences I've had with my mom. She's a funny lady, so naturally, she cracked a lot of jokes when these things happened. I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on these stories. Thanks for reading and all you do. Yeah, I think I would have not been able to sleep at that hospital had I been offered that room. I'd be like, thank you, I'll be good in the backseat of my car rather than sleeping in kind of the abandoned ward of the hospital. You?
Well, the ugly kids were a foreshadowing. Like, don't stay anywhere where there's pictures of ugly, creepy kids.
Yeah, that's it's just like,
not going to be good.
Of all the pictures to put up, why are we putting these ones up? No.
And then the movie thing, that makes me think, you know, how sometimes when you get up and you start to walk out and then you realize that they have the behind the scenes stuff that happened.
Yeah.
That you're missing. Maybe that they're all waiting for something like that.
Maybe, you know, I could see that being the case and they didn't realize that that was coming up. What I hate is in movies now where the credits start rolling like normal and you're like, okay, time to get up and go. And then as you're like almost to the door, all of a sudden, boom, all the more fun stuff starts popping up. And you're like, okay, now I'm going to stand here and watch it. It's like, just get to it right away. Then I'll know not to get up quite yet.
Yeah, I kind of sit there for a minute now going, is there going to be anything like the Mr. Rogers movie? It's like, oh, good thing I stayed in my seat. There was a little extra footage there.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I've not seen that yet.
It's wonderful. I'm just telling you, it's wonderful.
Jim Carrey has a new show out that I believe debuts the night that we're recording this. I believe it's on Showtime, where he's playing a character inspired by Fred Rogers. And I forgot what it's called, but it looks really kind of interesting. Have you seen any previews for that?
Jim Carrey playing something inspired by
he's
Mr.
playing
Rogers.
I know, and it kind of brought him back to, he's like, I haven't done any projects in a long time.
He can crack and wrote something.
Yeah, and this one spoke to me. I saw an interview with him the other day about it, and it's like, this is interesting. But it's really playing, you know, a character hardcore, almost kind of like how he did the Man on the Moon type character. But it's a series on Showtime, and it looks really surprisingly interesting. I think you'd get it. I think you would like it. I saw it. I'm like, I think Carol would probably like this one.
I have Showtime.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I'll let you know.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about it next week. I do have Showtime. I'm not planning on watching it though. You let me know how it is. It's Walking Dead night tonight. So that's what I'm going to be watching.
Oh, okay.
855-853-4802. Our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go over to this caller. Hi, you are on the air. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, this is Glenna. I've called you a couple other times. Thought I'd tell you this story, too. Have you ever heard of somebody predicting their own death? Well, I was good friends with this girl named Sherry. She was a little bit younger, and she was the baby of the family. But I would go over and visit her all the time. She didn't live too far away, and stay some time with her. But one day, we were sitting in the back bedroom, and she goes, Glenna, do you believe, if I told you there was a ghost in here, would you be scared? And I'm like, no, why? She says, I was sitting here on the bed by myself, and all of a sudden, something smacked me really, really hard in my back. I said, really? I said, what happened after that? She says, it hurt, but then it went away. Well, we discussed it a little bit, but we just pushed it off. Well, she actually got involved with some wild people, and I didn't get to hang around for as much, considering I was supposed to four corners square, you know, don't get into trouble business. But later on, this is the very first time that my mom and dad would let my sister, me, and my brother ride to Kentucky by ourselves, and they would follow behind us because most of our relatives live in Kentucky. Well, just before we got in my sister's car, here comes Sherry down the road. Like, hi, how you doing, everything? I said, glad to see you. It's been a little while. She's like, yeah, what you guys doing? We're going to Kentucky. She goes, oh, please, can I go? I'm like, I'd love for you to go, but we don't have permission for your mom and dad. And all of a sudden, I heard this word say, no. And I'm like, I just heard no. And I'm like, Sherry, I'm sorry, sweetie. We got to get going. But maybe some other time we could do that. And she goes, oh, okay. And she walks on down the road. And we spent our week in Kentucky and come back. Mom was all upset. She goes, what's wrong? She says, I just got some news. Sherry's dead. And I said, what? What's going on? She says, somebody shot her in the back. And I said, no, that's not true. She said, yes, I was told somebody shot her in her back. So I should say it's still upsetting, too. She was such a beautiful young girl, but she predicted her own death. And it's just kind of spooky, but not, if that makes any sense. But thank you for listening, and I like your show. Bye-bye.
So I guess the question here is, you know, can people predict their own deaths? Does it happen? Has it happened? What are your thoughts?
I would absolutely think it could happen.
Sure.
I mean, everybody gets that weird feeling sometimes about this or that. Yep. I mean, I've never felt like I was going to die, but I'm not dead.
Sure.
But I think I don't see why it couldn't happen, but I also wouldn't want it to happen.
Exactly.
I don't think I'd want to know.
I don't think I want to know what that feeling is like, where it's like, now look, I'm going to, this is going to happen. I don't know why I know this. That's not one I want to, you know, test.
I mean, it's like we're all going to die, but I don't really want to know, like, because then every day is today the day.
Yeah.
But I do think that sometimes you can get that feeling of, I don't, because like I told you before about the guy I dated, and I think he had a sense that he was going to, even mm-hmm. though it was a total accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Like, I don't know that he knew, of course, how or when or anything like that, but I do think he had a sense of it.
Yeah. We will do a full episode on that someday. We'll just call it The Guy yeah. Carol Dated, because you've referenced it several times now.
Yeah.
And well, it's a good story.
Guy.
Yeah. It's a long, good story. And
is a long story, but it is a good one.
It is.
But I do think he knew.
Yeah. I think sometimes that's just how it is. 855-853-4802. One more call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Nikki from Los Angeles, California, and it's 3 a.m., so if I sound tired or you think I'm drunk, I'm not. I'm just tired and crazy. Okay, so I'm calling in because I wanted to talk about the negativity connected to both of my parents, but mainly my dad. So I don't talk to my dad. I haven't spoken to him in a long while, and it's all for good reason, but basically living with him was just weird. When he was married to my mom and, you know, living all together as a family at my mom's house, whenever he was mad, poltergeist activity would happen. Like doorknobs would rattle like violently, and then doors would slam violently, and you know, faces would appear in pictures, stuff like that. That's just like the best I could describe it. But basically, there was this one time when they were going through their messy divorce, and I was sitting on the couch, and I was there to make sure that nothing happened, because my dad had a bad habit of trying to start stuff with my mom, but he would do it when she was alone, but if I were there, he wouldn't do it, of course. But basically I was just there just in case he tried. And when he closed the door, they had gotten to an argument earlier in the day. And when he was leaving to go to quote-unquote work, he had closed the door, but he closed it softly, didn't slam it or anything, closed it normally. And my mom had these sconces on the wall, and one of them just flew off, but I saw it from the corner of my eye, like, moving. But I was too fixated on him because I wanted to ask my mom what happened. I wanted to wait for him to close the door. But in the corner of my eye, I had saw the thing, the sconce, moving on the wall. And then when he closed it is when it just got thrown down. It got thrown down off of the wall. And it fell on one of my mom's coffee tables, and we both stood there and was like, what the heck, you know? And we're both wide-eyed and tripping out because we're like, well, did that just happen in front of her face, you know? And I get up and I told her it's probably broken now, and I grab it, and it was not broken. That's a trippy thing about it. It didn't break, but it got thrown down really, really hard. And then when I looked at the wall to see if I was like, oh, maybe the nail gave out. Because, you know, you don't want to go towards, you know, paranormal right away. When I looked at the wall, the nail was still in the wall. And I felt it, and it was like, in there, you know. It wasn't, like, loose or anything like that. So I hung it back up, and she looked at me, and she was like, you know, your dad's really negative. And I said, yeah. And, you know, stuff like that happened till he moved out. With my mom, it was more of like, she had, evil spirit attached to her or negative, sad energy or spirit, something attached to her, because like we had the worst luck. Like we had very bad luck as a family. And I know that, like, you know, like we could never catch a break basically. And like, it's just weird, like, thinking back, but you know, a lot of the stuff was just like really bizarre, really weird, really strange. And like with her, it was just more of like creepy, like intentional stuff, you know, like it wasn't like the poltergeist stuff that was like in your face, you know, like with my dad. It was with my mom, it was more like you'd be having a normal day and then next thing you knew, like, you know, your phone's missing and you're like, wait, I just put it down on the table, and you're just like, okay, where is it? And you go and you look and you're looking and you can't find it, and then you just, you know, forget it, I'm just gonna call it, and you call it and it's like on top of a Bible, you know. It's like stuff like that, or things found in a weird place and stuff like that. Like, it was just creepy stuff, whispers, name calling with her. I remember there was one day where I was out with my boyfriend and my mom called me and she's like, hey. And I'm like, what's up? She's like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm at the movies. And she's like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I'm leaving the movies, we're gonna go get food. Why? What's going on? She's like, so I don't know if I'm crazy, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, well, what happened? She's like, but I was in my room and I was watching TV and I heard you laughing in the living room. So I got up, you know, to go see if maybe you forgot your key or something and you were just laughing. But I there's nobody there. And I'm by myself. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, so that creeped me out. And she said that she would hear me a lot. And sometime, there's one time where she barged in on me in the shower and I was like, what do you want? And she's like, when did you get in here? I'm like, I've been in here for like 30 minutes. And she's like, you weren't in the living room? You weren't? She's like, you weren't in the kitchen? I'm like, no. She's like, okay, because I heard you laughing in the kitchen. And I'm like, no, that was not me. I don't know who that was. And it was just really weird. And you know, it was just stuff like that. And ever since I moved out, you know, I have not experienced anything. And I believe that it was them, that it was her in that house. Because every house we moved into, it's just weird things would happen. Weird things. I can't even begin to tell you. But I believe that something was attached to both of them. And you know, I haven't experienced anything. Like, I moved out, nothing. And the thing that I used to experience all the time, every day, every night when I'd go to bed, is somebody stroking my hair. Like, somebody would be just caressing my hair when I'd be going to sleep. And I haven't felt that since I moved out. And it's just crazy to think that it was connected to them. But that's my story. I can go in a lot more into a lot more detail, but we'd be here like all day, you know. But you know, I love you guys. You guys have just an awesome podcast, favorite podcast of all time. I've listened to you guys since the beginning. You know, this is like therapy for the paranormally tormented. You know, like, I was tormented as a kid with weird shit all the time, and this is just therapy, you know? I just gotta let it out, you know? Like, if you share it, cool. If not, I don't care, because I just gotta put it out there, you know? But thank you guys. Have a good night.
That's it. Half the time is just getting it out there and sharing the stories. But I agree. I'm thinking it probably has a lot to do with the energy in that house and the negativity between the two parents. That just, you know, it conjures things up. It attracts negative things to it.
But it also sounded like no matter where they went, that was the, like, it kind of followed him. Even when the parents, it sounded like they were separated.
Yeah.
And the mom's still hearing her daughter. That's creepy.
Yeah.
In a house. That's weird.
Yeah. It.
But the stuff with her dad, that's just creepy. That almost sounds like weird demonic stuff.
It does. I mean, it's hard to know, you know, for sure. But I think a lot of times I don't know, he would say demonic, but just certainly, you know, it's stuff that is very negative, and it certainly could tread into that area. But just as there's, you know, there's bad, negative people in life, there's bad, negative people in death, too. And, you know, if that's kind of how his attitude is and how he's living his life, it's likely to attract things of that nature around him that can be easily then, you know, confused or attributed to being, you know, something even darker than what they may be. It's hard to know, but those sort of things seem to all kind of come together in living and in death.
Well, I the one good thing about that whole story is she's moved out, and I think her life is much more peaceful.
Yeah.
And my mom doesn't even know what a podcast is, so I don't think this will get back to her. But she can be crazy.
Yeah.
My mom can be batshit crazy. And I know what that's like to grow up in a house like that. And so to move out where it's peaceful and things are normal, I hope that's what she finds in this world. Because that kind of craziness. And that's like her phone's not there and then it's on a Bible. Like, that shit's crazy.
It's a lot of chaos, and it sounds like she's just kind of starting to wrap her mind around, oh, the world can be different now that I'm in control of it. And it's amazing how different it can be. But thank you for calling in and sharing that story with us this evening. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP, extra podcast person. Get all the bonus episodes of the show. Sign up for a yearly membership. Claim that bunk bed bell at the very end of those. So if you want one, sign up and get it at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.